Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 26. And today we're having a look at another Hebrew word for praise. If you've been watching and listening to these, you'll know I've been reading through Chris Tomlin's book, Holy Roar, R-O-A-R, looking at Hebrew words for praise. And today's word is Barak, or perhaps pronounced Borak. B-A-R-A-K, pronounced B-A-W-R-A-K, I think that's how you pronounce it, Barak or Borak. It means to kneel, to bless God as an act of adoration, to praise, to salute, and to thank. It's used in Psalms like Psalm 72, verse 11. He shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. And that's the word Borak there in Psalm 72. It embodies the idea, says Chris Tomlin, the notion of kneeling before God, of blessing and adoring him, of recognizing one's position in relation to him. You keep your eyes on him as you bow. You're bowing, maybe you're on your knees, but you're keeping your eyes on him. Reminds me rather of the television series The Crown that I have been watching and enjoying. And you'll notice as people leave the Queen's presence, Queen Elizabeth, as they leave the sovereign's presence, they're not allowed to turn their back. They must walk backwards with their eyes a little bit downcast, but sort of in that direction. But they're still conscious of the presence of the sovereign. Perhaps there's something like that, not in a subservient way, but in a healthy, respectful way, that we keep our eyes on God. When we bow down, we don't place our eyes to the ground and to the floor. It's more we bow down but keep our eyes on God. It's a bit like fixing our eyes on Jesus, according to Hebrews chapter 12. So we have other psalms. Psalm 100, for example, uses this word. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Barak or Borak, his name. It comes up 289 times in the Psalms. So it must be an important word. So that's the idea. Psalm 72, Psalm 103 uses it as a hook. Praise the Lord, my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, each time that word is Borak. So we've got that coming constantly through that psalm. That's a good psalm to use to think about this word, of the idea of praising, bowing down, kneeling down, keeping your eyes on God. Chris Tomlin says this, and let me quote from the book here. I often wonder how our church gatherings might feel if, Sunday after Sunday, we came with the eyes of our souls transfixed on the King. Would we complain about the music, about the song selection, about the volume? If we were bowed down, eyes on the King, would we care? Now, that doesn't get us worship leaders off the hook for doing our best. But I think the point is right. If our eyes are fixed on the King, then we'll worship him in any context, no matter how good or poor the musicianship of those leading us. And as worship leaders, it's our vital task and calling to help people to focus on the King and not on us as worship leaders and the quality of our own voices or our instruments or our arrangements or our performance as such. Instead, that we are helping others to be focused on the King. That means we're not distracted by what's going on. If a microphone drops, if a connection breaks, if something happens, we don't get all flustered about it. We just carry on. If we can quickly adjust something so that it stops distraction, fine. But we don't worry about it, and we don't frown, and we don't fret, and we're not tense. Instead, we're giving, focused on the needs of the congregation, because we are actually in our hearts focused on the Borak of our King, our God and King, and the worship and the praise of him. So what about songs that help to draw the congregation into that idea of bowing down and having our eyes focused on praising God? One song rather like that, has a good theme of that, is the song I Surrender by Matt Crocker. Do you know this? We sing this in Thames Valley. I'm not going to play the whole song, but here it is. Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you for you, desperate for you. I surrender. And it goes on. And let me read you some of the other words here. Kneeling down, surrendering, drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, that's a position of surrender and kneeling. My arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender. And then the bridge. Like a rushing wind, Jesus breathed within. Lord, have your way. That's the surrender, the kneeling. Focus on the King. Have your way. Lord, have your way in me. I'm not going to fight you. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. I surrender. How about a song like that? Do you know any other songs with that same kind of theme? That fix our eyes on the King in a position of surrender, or kneeling down, but focused on the King. Know any songs like that? Please let me know. I'd like to know. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. We learn best when we learn in community. So let me know what you think about what I've shared today and of any other songs that really work with this and help us to be focused on the King. And if you could do me a favor, please pass the link to this recording onto one other person so that they may also benefit. Well, until the next time you gather with your friends to worship God together in corporate worship, I pray that that time will be a most amazing, fulfilling and enriching time of worshiping Him and giving Him the Borak praise that He truly deserves. Take care and God bless.